We're good. You and I, we need
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Anyway, we got a special guest speaker. She's not here yet, but she will be. Anyway, how are you doing? How's everything going with summer starting and you got Winston and your four girls? Oh, there you go. Winston's making a noise. So, and how's your summer going? Yeah, I hear you.
Day two and counting? I don't know.
Do you have to get up at all?
Actually, it is Wednesday. I was thinking it's Tuesday. I'm sorry, it's day three.
Day three. It works. How cool is that? You know, so anyway, how are you feeling about things this summer?
It's day three.
You're right. It's day three. Okay.
It's day
and
three.
Go ahead. I want to hear what you have to say because I know your life is a little chaotic and crazy, and we're doing this. And so, how are you doing? And how about your runs? And how about your exercise? And we were talking about that, I think, a little bit yesterday. So, tell me about that.
It's going actually quite well. I think some people may understand this non-scale victory. I was able to pull up my newly cleaned jeans without having them be tight. So I was super thrilled.
That's amazing.
I'm so excited.
I know. I have a friend of mine. We're kids. We're teens. Our 20s, right? And teens and 20s. And she used to have to lay down on the bed. I go, that has got to be so damn darn uncomfortable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's nothing like where you have to squat down, bend down, you know what I mean, to get them on comfortably. So I'm glad that you're, you know, and, you know, so that's good. And are you being able to run with your kids?
Well,
go ahead. I want to hear that.
I was just going to say that I think sometimes we get lost in the box, a.k.a. scale, and you're working hard, you're not seeing anything, but when something like this happens, it's okay. Yeah, no, something's definitely changing. This is good. Keep going. It gives you that extra boost.
I hear. Let me ask you a question.
So
I just want to know this question before you go any further.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is your favorite daughter?
I don't have a favorite.
You don't have a favorite? Love them all the same. Okay.
No, I really don't. I don't.
But that's good.
Is that the wrong answer?
No, this is me teasing you. Anyway, I have a question. I'm going to do Agrabadabra. Agrabadabra, if there's a daughter on, let her say her name. Are you there, Agrabadabra?
Yes.
Agra?
It's me.
Now, you didn't tell me you were going to do that.
Yeah. It's me and Sarah having a little fun.
Nice.
I did isn't it nice? Agrabadabra. I said, you know, I can't remember that saying is. Agrabadabra is close enough. But you know what? We've got a couple of people lined up. And Sarah, I was chatting with her briefly yesterday. And I said, she was telling me some things that she's doing and experiencing. And I said, you know, you're getting in shape. A better shape. Your mom is getting in better shape. You guys are having fun. And you guys are closer, right? Working out together, running together on the treadmill and going to the gym is
Yeah,
you are. Okay. How about you, little Sarah? Miss Sarah, the singer, the songwriter and performer. How are you doing? And the,
I'm doing
in tenth grader. Yeah, are you? So
yeah.
Are you having fun with your mom working out?
Yes, I honestly think it's like a way to bond more because before I don't really think that we were like close, but now I feel closer with her.
Are you sitting
with that.
Still, Melissa? Oh, I'm with it. Mom,
I would have to
here.
Totally
okay.
Agree with her. And you know, I say that because I was thinking about my relationship with my mom, and I never sat in a hot tub after an exercising routine for an hour and chatted about how life. chatted about life. We never did that. So it was pretty cool.
Your mom didn't?
To do that. No. Never.
That's cool.
So
that's
it's,
cool.
It's
so
good.
Sarah's been doing that with you? Sarah, you and
yeah.
I love the hot tub myself, you know, too, as well. So.
Yeah.
Cool. And how's your, how are you guys doing with your, are you watching what you eat or, you know, how's that going? Are you guys dieting together, watching what you eat? Or does it really matter? I don't know. Cause you know, if I exercise, I can have a little bit more freedom in my, what I eat. How does that go for you guys? Are you dieting too, or just kind of watching? Or I know Sarah, you've had a big desire to really lean out a little bit because of you're being in front of people with singing and everything. By the way, Sarah has made our Angel Coach's beginning soundtrack that I got to put on there, and So and I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to do it today, especially because she's on here and she's worked so hard she's a great songstress, great runner. And are you guys competing with each other? And do you watch what you eat? Tell us how to do it as a mom and daughter team. You know, so my daughter won't run with me right now. She's out of town. that could be. But what's your thoughts about that? So, you guys.
Mom, do you want to talk?
Well, you both talk,
think
but anyway, mom first.
Definitely, there's like a little competition sometimes. You have the fluctuation of good days, bad days. And like when I see that she's having a great day, I kind of look over. Well, now you'll know my secret. But I'll look over and be like, dang, she's like higher than me. Like it just confirms like I'm tired or I didn't fuel well. Something like that. You know?
You didn't feel
and then
well.
I'll push
You're
myself.
Tired.
Yeah.
That's cute. That's cute. And that has nothing to do with her age, Sarah. That's just because she's tired and she looks at you.
I'm just tired.
There you go. How about you, Sarah? Do you push yourself or how do you make it work? Because you guys are both beautiful. And would love to post your picture on there. Go run. Great picture. I need to like it too. But how about you, Sarah? How do you do? Do you feel like do you push yourself with your mom, or how do you make it work, or do you even think about it? Some people do, some people don't.
Well, like, since, like, I knew that my mom was, like, running and stuff, it really gave me, like, a push to, like, try to do better than her. So we're at the gym, and she's usually running at, like, 4, and she can run a whole mile. And I'm like, how do you even do that? So, like, I'm still trying to push myself to get to, like, a full mile of me just, like, running. And, yeah, like Mom said, like, we have, like, our good days and bad days. And it's just, to be honest, like, she just makes me push regardless. So, yeah.
Okay. That's really nice. So, your mom is
I know she can do it.
You.
I said by July, she's going to be doing it. She'll be running a mile. I'm sure she could do it now.
No.
Yeah.
I think
that's wonderful. Yeah, you guys are like my inspiration. I told Heather, my daughter, she goes, don't worry, I'm running here. She's in California right now. She goes, don't you worry. And she goes, when I get back to Florida, I'll be running because I'm running earlier. I go, no, you're not. You know, math is not her strong suit. She goes, yes. I am running earlier than you. I go, whatever. Okay, so I'll leave that alone, you know. But we laugh and joke. So you guys are doing it and pushing each other, I guess.
Yep.
And do you
yep.
find, I know that's your mom, Sarah, and Melissa, I know that's your daughter. But is there a friendship, too, as well as, you know, hey, I am your mom, you are my daughter, and vice versa. Is there a friendship building between you two? Like a new trust, new
yeah.
friendship, do you feel? Look
oh,
at that
yeah.
quickly, she says. Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, that's so nice. And who is the easiest to get up for school in the morning? You've got 4 daughters. I just need to ask that. I've always wanted to know that, but I wanted to ask you guys mm-hmm. together. And
I
that's
think...
including your dad. Yeah. Is he the easiest, or is Sarah the easiest, or the other three?
No.
You know, so.
No, she forgets at times.
Get up.
She waits the last possible minute to get up. Are you kidding?
And then she's rushing to school with the other three. Yeah. Okay, cool. And that's cool. And how about your dad? And how about Russ? Is he easy to get up, or does he just pop out of bed and say, I can't wait to make the pancakes, something like that? What's he do? Is he easy to get up?
Oh, he gets up
Russ?
Very early. Yeah.
Yeah, he gets up at like 4 or 5, right?
Yeah. If he got you guys up for pancakes, I'd shoot him. But anyway, it's all good. Yeah, that's cool. So
yes,
you guys
he does
are
make
getting
pancakes,
up early.
But yeah.
Does he? Okay.
He does. Okay. Only on the weekends, so. But anyway, yeah.
Oh, sweet. I love that. And I know that Sarah is working out. You guys are doing it for different reasons. Sarah wants to get in shape and so she can perform and be the best version of herself. And I know you want to do the same thing. But how is that, like, in the sense of you guys performing? Sarah, you're a song, you're a songwriter, you're a singer, you're a performer. And does your mom help you with that? Or how do you get that done?
Well, I kind of just, like, usually I sing and write my own music, like, in my room. It's, like, my thinking space, I guess. And, you know, Mom, she kind of, like, looks out in a way. Like, last Friday there was an open mic, and I kind of forgot, but Mom knew, but she didn't tell me. Thank you, by the way.
Well, no, because you had things to do. So I kind of remember, but I was like, well, she's got things to do.
Yeah, but like, she kind of just like sort of like reminds me, I guess, of like, hey, like, ow, there is something going on, I guess, at like Ritz Pop, which is the place with the open mic. Like,
right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
She helps
well, and I think exercising helps breathing too. I mean, feel connected for singing.
That's nice. So the breathing helps with their singing. The breathing helps with you. See, because in the when you're learning how to breathe better, then you're running better. I know that from my own experience.
Yeah.
And you guys are like an amazing. A couple of girls here. I mean, I got Gilmore girls here. Sarah, you're not going to know who that is, but your mom's mom and I are close to the same age. So, and they were beautiful. They are beautiful, the Gilmore girls on TV. So you guys got to go see their picture on Go Run for Fun Fitness because that's our Instagram page. And Melissa is, I love her because she ends the show with Go Run. And I end the show with Eat Your Vegetables, too. So, we got that going down. But so you're performing at your best, are getting better. And I know that you want to, Sarah, I'm going to ask Melissa, you guys let me know how this works. So, Sarah, you want to sing for events. You want to donate your singing, your songwriting to events. You want to continue to exercise. Because when you exercise, you feel better. You feel like more like performing, right? Nothing like eating a chocolate sundae and then trying to go sing a great song or two, right? Doesn't work that way, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming. But
definitely does not work that way.
But I love chocolate sundaes. I'm with you on that. So, how do you guys? What is your goal? You are raising money so you can give your time. You can develop your ability. You can develop your gift. And talk to us about what you got going on there and with that. Because I got a little surprise for you. But go ahead, tell us what you're doing.
So we have this GoFundMe page dedicated to my music. And it's raising money to get a recording studio for home. And with that recording studio, I plan on recording all my songs, trying to get a program to help with, like, sounds and stuff like that to give out to, like, everyone. And then hopefully everyone will enjoy it and will like it more. And, yeah.
That's good. So they'll like it more.
From there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so So you guys, and I know, Melissa, you're really encouraging this. And for all those guys that don't know about Sarah, how old are you, Sarah?
I'm 16.
16 years old, and you're going to be a junior next year in school, correct?
Yep.
Cool. All right. And I was telling about your GoFundMe page. Are you willing to put some Christmas music out there? Because people love Christmas music. And, you know, when it's time for are you going to address the holidays maybe with that, like some kind of Christmas, I don't know what you call it. Help me out, guys. Christmas label, Christmas cover. Is that what you do? Cover. Did I say that right, Sarah? Because you taught me that last time you were on the show. A Christmas cover with Christmas songs where people can enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
And isn't that a great idea?
I see that happening.
Mom's going to make sure Christmas just so you know.
because she's really kind of blossomed at church. And I know listening to, you know, Christian music, and it's pretty strong in her.
Okay.
And during that holiday season, you know, what more can you do but sing that Christmas music is great.
Yeah. Share it. You know, because I know that and she can sing, like, for the Christmas programs, right? Do you understand? I know they use a lot of times they'll use music in the background. But if she could do it, that'd be great, right? So so that's one way that you could use your recording studio at home could prepare the Christmas music or bring that recording studio to church and record it. It doesn't really matter, right? Because I'm sure it's easy to – I'm saying I don't know if it's easy to carry, but everything's so small these days, right? Your mom and I used to have tape players. You don't even know what that is, right? But anyway.
Do you remember walking or running with a tape player? Oh my God, that was so annoying.
Do you remember that? Or do you remember when they used to bring the big boom boxes, right? You know, so they walk by with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys have it better. Listen to her laughing, right? We're definitely showing her age. If you want to do that where you can record music, I'm just saying for Christmas, but for whatever, a wedding, right? Could you sing for a wedding? That'd be fun, huh? You know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Mm. And running events? Yeah, there you go. So running events.
The national anthem?
Hello. Yeah, national anthem.
Awesome. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe your aunt's wedding. Okay, you want to see him be on? I'm getting ready to say something. Sorry. Cancel. There you go. You'll be very seasoned by that time. Just kidding. It's all good. I'm teasing because I love her whole family. They're amazing. All of them are. So you guys are really preparing. You're exercising. Melissa, this your daughter, Sarah, you're doing it for health and being the best you can be and looking great and being up in front of people. Melissa, what's your why? Why are you doing this? What was your big why that you wanted to do it? Because I know you love running. I know that. I'm the same. Is that the why?
Well, the biggest is to be healthy and strong for my children. Live as long as I can.
Right? Being healthy, you know.
I mean, being in the medical field, because I audit medical charts, I see a lot of unhealthy people. And some are older, some are younger than me. And it's really kind of propelled me to get myself fit and healthy so that I can be a good role model for my children and for,
myself. You, your friends, your family.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
You know what I admire about you? You are super strong and very committed. That's what your daughter told me the first time I spoke to her. Remember that, Sarah? You say your mom's super committed when she makes her mind up about something. And better making her mind up about running than trying to make you do something. I get you, because we all are like that with our moms. But anyway, so you're very committed, and I appreciate that about you. But one thing that I know that you're coming from a place of, I've got to show my friends, my family, that the way I need to be, not because you're trying to measure up to their standards. You have your own standards that you're measuring up to. And mm-hmm. a lot of people don't do that. Does that make sense to you at all? You know what I mean? That you're measuring up to what you believe is the best you can be, right? And I know that
yeah.
you have a deep
yeah.
love for God, the angels, and your church means a lot to you, and your daughter's becoming the same way, and that's amazing. So you're going to be having, when's open mic night again?
It's the first Friday of July.
Of every month. Well,
yeah,
every month. So.
Yeah, that'll be fun because Friday is going to be.
Yeah, the day after July 4th.
I don't know.
Oh, so July 5th?
There's going to be a lot of people. Yeah, yeah. So people are going to be there wanting to, vacationers and family coming in to help celebrate with their family. You guys, and people love going to coffee shops like on a holiday weekend. So that'd be fun, you know, so you have more to choose from there, more people. Oh, good for you. And then your mom and you guys get so strong. I'm not sure how that, how far that coffee shop is. Maybe you jog up there someday. That'd be fun. Okay, so anyway.
You know what? It's less than a mile.
Oh, is it? Okay, wow. All right. I was teasing, but maybe not, right? So Sarah's like, not saying anything. It's okay.
She's like, yeah, no,
anyway.
I don't think so. Well, because I've already said that. I'm like, well, we can run to the gym, and then we don't have to run on the treadmill. We could do other stuff. And she was like, no.
No.
You're funny.
For now,
you guys,
she's saying no.
Not for now, right? But you know what I love about you two? You guys, there's such a closeness between you two. And Sarah, I'm amazed at the way you are developing. And you're 16. When I talk to you, you know, and you're telling me about how you perform, and your mom and your dad inspires you. He's at home inspiring you with watching those little girls. Sarah's one of four. He's watching little girls, so you guys can go out and help her, help sit your daughter, Melissa, and you help your mom, and it's amazing. So on that note, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to your GoFundMe page and donate some money too, okay? So that's what I want to do.
Right.
To set the example, I'm going to go do that because I want you to have your stuff, okay, so you can perform and you write the music and you can sing for weddings. You can sing for the national. I love the national anthem. So be practicing that because your mom will have you up there singing at the next wedding event. How do you feel about getting up at 6:30 in the morning? 6 in the morning, Sarah? Are you opposed to that? How do you feel about that? Because that's when it starts, right? 6 or 7, I don't know. Yeah, national anthem, 6:30 in the morning, 7:30 in the morning, somewhere around there. But yeah, that's fun. And, you know, and you guys, and you're hanging out in the hot tub. Are you swimming too, or just heating your muscles up after you work out and after you run? That's good.
Funny you say that. Because I said, well, gee, then we can do some laps and swim. The last time we went. And she was like, yeah, okay, mom.
Don't miss it. Anyway, you guys are cute. So
there's some things we just have to be patient about.
Rome wasn't built in a day. That's all good.
No. Nope.
But you guys are having fun, most of all, and becoming closer. How does your dad work into all this, Sarah? How's your father? Is he helping you too and encouraging you? Because I know mom is.
About the music?
About the music, about the running, about exercising, about your life. Because dad can be pretty tough, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember when, but he came into my room one day. And he just gave me some lyrics that he wrote. And I feel like he kind of, like, that's his way of encouraging me to say, like, to keep on writing songs and stuff. And then he usually watches the kids when we go out and run or go to the gym. So, yeah, I'm really happy that he does that because then I can get fit.
That's beautiful. I love that. And you're a good student. You do well in school. and you're doing well at working out and running, because I remember when you told me you wanted to do that, and your mom got the idea to join the gym, and here you are, and with you, and you guys, it's something you can do together and have some coffee, have some music, and a good time, and that's important.
I think there's a lot of teamwork that has to happen.
Okay.
Because
when a family is so large,
you know, especially in Northern Virginia, you know, kids are going in 50 different directions that ideally the relationship between a mother and father has to be teamwork. And, you know, you get that one, I get this one. Otherwise,
right,
things can't happen. And that was my big decision. I just said, you know what? Nope. 3 days a week. This is what's going to happen. This is what you're going to do. This is what we're going to do. And, you know, and then it's been working. And he didn't fight me on it or anything. He supported it. So.
That's amazing. I love that story. You guys, I'm going to tell you, I do life and spiritual coaching. And Melissa's doing some of it too. And your daughter, Sarah, you're doing some, although you don't even realize it, with encouraging people with your actions, singing, getting involved in social events, church, coffee shops, being out there, having the guts to stand up and do it. Listen, people have a lot of talent, but you know what? Inspirational. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, and you get out there and work out with your mom, and, you know, and that people see stuff like that in the gym. I saw somebody the other day do that. The lady next to me that was, she wasn't with me, but we had walked in together. She goes, isn't that wonderful? She goes, I wish I could get my son. Good luck with that. But I thought about you guys, and I shared your story.
It can happen.
Her daughter was always really sweet, and I said, no, I said, she's not always sweet. Now there's her mother, who's always sweet, right? Unless you're an angel, and that's okay too. And but I said they both had goals in mind, and Sarah is goal driven, and so is her mom. And I said she's amazing, going to school, being a good student, and performing, and she needed to get in shape. Better shape than she was, and so did mom. And breathing, I forgot about that. That's probably really, really very important in singing. And so do you guys think you might do Heather and I've done a 5K together. You guys feel like you may do something like that in the future?
I would certainly like to, for sure. We have something coming up the end of June. Whether she'll be prepared, I have no idea. But it is like a 5K. It's a little bit shorter than a 5K, but it's in memory of a veteran who had taken his own life. Perhaps that might just be the one that she runs 1 mile out of the three.
Oh, good for her. Love that. That's so great. You know, running
we
a mile.
We do actually have something planned.
In the works.
So who knows? Yeah.
But I love that. So, Sarah, one more time, how do we go donate to your cause and help you get your music going? And how do we do that?
So,
one more time, because people. Go ahead.
All right. So, if Tari does leave a link for the GoFundMe page, you just click that. And then you'll be brought to the screen, and then you can donate whatever amount you want.
Cool. Okay. So do me a favor. Send it to me. Melissa, you can put it on our page, right? You and your daughter. Okay, put it on the Go and send it to me, and I'll get it out there on Blog Talk. If you guys will put it on our Go Run for Fun Fitness. How's that sound? There's two places it can go, and I'll think, okay. Do you like that, Sarah? Is that going to be you?
Yep.
Okay, good. So, all right, good. You guys are amazing. I love working with you. So, your mom's amazing.
Yay.
You are, Anna, she's just in, so, anyway, you can sing for your family. You got to let me know about how that goes. So, I love you guys. I really do. So, Melissa, you going to close
it
up?
We love you, too.
And then I'll, thank you.
Well, we always giggle after it, but are you ready?
Let's do it. Go for it.
Go run.
and eat your vegetables. Anyway,
eat your vegetables, your Brussels sprouts.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Love you guys. Bye out now.
Bye.
Bye.